I'm here to talk about how we help people tonight. What are the eitzes that work? What are the eitzes that don't work? The first thing we have to understand when dealing with this is that there are many different levels of this struggle and addiction. Sometimes it's just a struggle with the Yetzer Hara, sometimes it's an addiction. And there are typical Bachrim struggles that almost everyone goes through. And then there are people who are married 30 years, tried to stop 1,000 times, doing some of the worst things, Rahman al-Islam, we don't have to go into details. And it's important to recognize this when dealing with this problem, because you don't treat a flu with chemotherapy. You know, for each level, there are different tools that are known to work. And we printed out an outline of our talk here, the 20 different tools and 30 different attitude principles. Anyone who goes on the GuardRise website can download a handbook. This handbook goes through the 20 tools and the attitude principles in depth. Tonight I'm going to try to give a very quick overview. Just that my message tonight is to try to speak to Klal Yisrael and share the experience that we have, because this is something that's not spoken about, and it's so important in today's day and age, for especially for parents, for mechanchim, for anyone who's struggling themselves, to know that there is help available and that there are so many tools that can be used. So when going through the 20 tools, the most important tool perhaps from the beginning of the person's journey, when somebody comes to us for help and they want to know what to do. So obviously we try to sum up what level of addiction they're dealing with, but the first and most important tool is attitude and perspective, having the proper attitude to this struggle. So I'm just going to jump to the second part where we discuss the attitudes. And I'm going to give a very quick overview. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of time. We want to leave some time for questions and answers as well. Tomorrow in the Woodbridge room at 1:15, we're going to have a follow-up session for those who want to hear more details about the different tools of Guard Your Eyes. But for now, we're just going to go very quickly through the tools and the attitudes to just give a quick overview. Chazal say that this struggle is called Yesoid. The Yesoid of a building is underground. It's the foundation that holds up the whole building, but it's the part that no one sees. The part of a Yid, the Zohar calls this struggle the Yisoid, this Nikuda. Nobody sees it. It's underground, but it's what holds up the entire building of being an Erlich Yid. We have to also understand that Yira Shemayim can't help a person when he's being faced directly by these Nisyonis. We find in the end of Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph, a story of Reb Meir and Rabbi Akiva, that when they were tested with an Nisayon, they were about to fall if HaKadosh Baruch himself didn't step in to save them at the last moment. What can Yiras Shemayim do? Yiras Shemayim can help us put up the right gedarim, to put in filters, to make our, to stay away from triggers, and to take the steps that we know work for people who already fell in, to take the steps necessary to break free of this. That's what our Yiras Shemayim can do. But if we rely on our Yiras Shemayim to stop us, v'shas d'nisayin, it's not going to work. People who come to our organization are often, you know, amazed that they're not alone. They thought they're crazy. They thought they're the only ones in the world struggling with this. And they find there are hundreds of other Eden who are in the same situation. And that gives them koyach to start recovery. And even tzaddikim of previous generations spoke about chatois nu'urai. This is something that affects everyone as human beings, and those who are in our generation are willing to deal with this and fight and work on themselves in this area are from Hashem's frontline soldiers. It's very important to understand that. Determination is completely up to us. Whatever matzah a person may be in, nothing stands in the way of ratzon. No pain, no gain. By nature, human beings understand. Nobody likes pain, but we understand that sometimes surgery can be beneficial, you know, we have to do it. The Stipler says in Kriyat Shema Igra said that somebody who gives up these forbidden pleasures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that they get their pleasures from other places in the world, from other places in life. What a person struggles with the most is assuming that that's what he came down to the world for. The Vilna Gaon and the Tzidkas HaTzadik speak about if a person struggles in these areas, this is what he came to the world for, and he has to make this a top priority. We can't fight the Yetzirah head on. We have to learn in what situations we fall, in what situations we are struggling, and walk around it. Like we said before, we can't fight him straight on. We can use this struggle also as a springboard for Avas Hashem. Sometimes it's the greatest gift that Hashem gives us, the opportunity to turn our hearts to Him. Ten b'ni libchali. When we see something that pulls us, and instead we turn our hearts to Hashem and say, Hashem, I want to love You. You're the source of all beauty, all joy, all love, all pleasure. Don't let me, you know, this can be a tremendous springboard for growth, to bring a person to a very high madrigas of Avas Hashem that without this struggle we wouldn't be able to have. We have to learn how to redirect the power of our souls. People who struggle in these inyanim very often are people that have a lot of emotional and spiritual energy. And Rav Tzadik speaks about how the Yetzirah and the Yetzer Tov are be'etzem two sides of the same coin. And when a person doesn't channel their energies properly, the pipe breaks in the wrong places, and then they have falls in these areas. But if a person learns to channel their koyches into proper fulfillment, into things that make them feel useful, into creativity, into Torah, Kedusha, Chesed, whatever it is, then they won't have, you know, they'll have much less of a struggle in this area. As a person, people who struggle with these things, a lot of times the Yetzer uses a trick. He says, you already started to slip, you saw something, it's already too late, fa'falun. Rav Tzadik says, what made Yosef HaTzadik into Yosef HaTzadik? One pshat in the Gemara, lases melachto, he mamash came to do the Avera, and there's even a chazal that says there was tipos of Zerah that already were nishpach, and the Yetzer came to him and said, it's fa'falun, your brothers hate you, they sold you to Mitzrayim, you're alone, you already fell, you already had Zerah that came out, you already thought you're going to fall, it's fa'falun, forget it. And Yosef HaTzadik stood up and was mizgaber and said, I don't care about what was and what will be, what does Hashem want from me right now? And that's what made him Yosef HaTzadik, not to let the beginning of the slip turn into, this is a tremendous yisoid. Another very important yisoid is for people to understand that every little bit counts. Every time a person says no, he's putting another coin into the spiritual bank. Habol etayr misayinloi. The Marsha asks, why do we use the Lashon Rabbi misayinloi? Because every time a person says no, he creates a malach. And that malach goes up to Shemayim and is his koyach. Ultimately, habol etayr misayinloi, all those malachim that he created, Lashon Rabbi, are together what give him the koyach to succeed. Hashem looks at our efforts, not at our results. The Sefer Menucha VeKedusha, written by a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, says a person, even a person who sins their entire life, can still be considered a tzaddik in Hashem's eyes as long as he never gives up and always continues to fight. Success is not about results. Hashem is the one who decides ultimately if a person will succeed or not. Success is about our struggle, if we never give up and keep trying. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas ruach from. And then we talk about getting up after a fall, a person who fell down. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws a person down just to see how fast he'll get up. We should never dwell on the past. And we talk about healthy guilt versus unhealthy guilt. Guilt can be very dangerous in this struggle. You know, they say, it's not the cookie you ate that broke the diet, it's that you felt bad about that cookie and then you ate the whole box. That's what broke the diet in the end. So the guilt can be a very dangerous thing. And people have to understand, we don't lose the past gains after a fall. Even if Chas v'Shalom there is a fall, a person is walking across town and he slips on the ice and falls. He doesn't slide all the way back home, he just has to get up, brush himself off and continue. Experience is built even out of failures, and there's always hope. Rabbi Shaul Salanter says, as long as the candle is lit, Efshar L'Saken. Im Ato Mamin Shata Yochel L'Kalkel Tamin Shata Yochel L'Saken. Ein Yush Bo'elon Klal. So these are principles, attitude principles, that when a person understands this, and we've seen from experience how many times people say that if I had only known these things when I was younger, when I was a bacher, these yisoidus of how precious this struggle is and how this is what's going to make me into an Eved Hashem, I would never have fallen so far into the addiction in the first place. That's why it's so important to have the proper attitude and perspective on this, on these nisyonos. Now, for somebody who's already in addiction levels, there's different attitudes and perspectives that he has to understand as well that are very important. First of all, he has to know what he's up against. The standard tshuva model doesn't work anymore for addiction. Azivas achet, charata, it just doesn't work. An addict is like somebody who sees a train coming and he can't get out of the way. He just lets the train come. In simple neuroscience, it's a very strong stimulant. Its dopamine is released in the brain. It carves certain pathways. Studies show that this can be more addictive than hardcore drugs. And it's a very addictive thing. And once a person becomes addicted to it, he has a certain machla, hamana litzlan. But he can still lead a normal life, just like someone who has diabetes can lead a normal life if they take their insulin. Even a person who has this machla can lead a normal life if he takes the advice and follows the tools that are known to work with addiction. He has to accept that he needs help and come to terms with what that really means. He has to believe that he can be helped. He may be sick, but he's not off the hook. He is responsible for his recovery. He has to take responsibility for the recovery. We also share with people who already have this machla that they have to hit bottom while still on top. This is a very big issue because an addict will not change unless they have to. Once a person gets addicted to these things, he feels it's like his air. He won't be able to give it up unless he realizes his life is going to be destroyed. Now, we don't want to wait. Rahman al-Islam, there are so many Yidin suffering from this, and we don't want to wait till they lose their lives, they lose their wives, their jobs, their Yiddishkeit, their name in the community. So we lift the bottom for them to hit bottom while they're still on top, and we explain to them that addictions never get better, they just get worse, and this is going to ruin your life. And we show them all the stories of the people that have, where it's taken them, Rahman al-Islam. And when they realize where this is taking them, and that they hit bottom while they're still on top, and they're willing to take their recovery seriously. An important yisoy that we have to stress a lot of times with people who are addicted is that they have to break the cycle. Just once is too much. 1,000 times is never enough. That's a very famous saying in the 12-step program. And to take it one day at a time. The Chovas HaLevavos says that the Ikar of Tshuva is to focus on behaving correctly now. Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoyim. A person can't sleep or eat for the future. They can only eat and sleep for today. The same thing with recovery. A person has to take it one day at a time. If a person is walking on a tightrope and he looks down, he'll fall. He has to focus on the now. The past and the future are out of our hands. We can only do what we can do now. And to learn how to give the fight over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lule Hashem Oizer Loi Lo Yuchaloi, when a person learns a certain dependency on Hashem, like a newborn baby, a real emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes miracles for them. Because when it comes to addiction, our own strengths are insignificant. A person will not be able to break it on his own. He needs a miracle. And it's only through a true emuna that a person develops that they can trust in Hashem in a very real way and learn how to depend on Him, that Hashem makes a miracle and truly who does the fight for him. Rabbi Tversky speaks a lot about how a person in addiction will not be able to. A person who's just abstinent, he stops acting out, as they say, acting out is the word for whatever, acting on the addiction. But he doesn't make real character changes. Then he's like a dry drunk. He's going to end up falling again. There was a guy who got up after 20 years clean in Alcoholics Anonymous, and he was talking about his recovery. He said, "The man that I used to be drank, and the man that I used to be will drink again." It was only because he managed to change his mahus of who he was, like the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Tshuva, that he was able to truly effect a lasting change. And Yiddishkeit, unfortunately, is not enough for addiction, learning more Torah, more Musar, because even though all the truths can be found in the Torah, but if a person is wearing broken eyeglasses, he can't see the truths. We lost our vision. Person can't learn Musar if he doesn't know Aleph Beis. The addiction takes us lower than animals. We first have to lift ourselves, Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah, we have to lift ourselves to the level of human before we can apply the principles of Musar of Torah. So these yisoidis, these attitude and perspective yisoidis are so important for a person to understand as they start out on their journey to recovery and all through the journey. So that's the first tool. Now, obviously, I'm not going to discuss the other 20 tools in such detail, but the attitudes and perspectives, I feel, is a very important thing to discuss. Now, there's another 19 practical tools. Now, since this addiction is progressive, the tools follow a progressive, progressively more addiction-oriented solutions, depending on the level of the addiction. The first practical tool after attitude and perspectives is obviously Shmiras Einayim. That's the cornerstone of succeeding in this struggle. If a person is facing a 500-pound gorilla in a boxing ring, he doesn't stand a chance. But if he stays out of the boxing ring, he'll survive. Shmiras Einayim is about staying out of the boxing ring. Once you're caught in the lust, it's going to be very difficult to win. We have to stay away from it. We recently developed, after the experience of many people over time, we developed a method that we call the Mekadesh method. Mekadesh stands for Mem is Machlit, making a decision. Kuf is Knas, Dalet is Davin, and Shin is Shmira. The first thing is making a strong decision that this is what I really want. As long as a person is not sure if he really wants to be Shomer Einayim, he's going to keep having falls. He has to realize that this is just going to cause him pain. He's never going to get the object of his desires. It's just going to take him away from his goals in life, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from everything precious, from all the good that Hashem has in store for him. It's going to take him away from it. And he makes a strong decision that I want to guard my eyes. I don't want to let my heart lust after things that are inappropriate. Knas, we find that even if a person makes a strong decision, if he doesn't make himself some sort of knas, which keeps him aware, like every time he finds himself taking a second look at something he shouldn't, he gives himself a little pinch, or he makes a note, a dollar to tzedakah, every time he looks at something he shouldn't. A little knas, something to keep himself aware that I just did something, that after time, he'll become more and more aware of what he's doing, and it'll help him a lot. Also davening, like we said before, there's no way a person could succeed. And the last, the shin of Mekadesh, is Shmira. We have to have strong filters. We have to have accountability software. We have to stay away from movies, from Goyishim media, magazines, anything triggering areas as much as possible. And the combination of these four things, of having a strong decision, making a small knas, tefillah, and making strong shmiras for yourself, those are the four ingredients to long-term success in Shmiras Einayim. Anyone who's been experiencing ups and downs in this area for years and they can't seem to get a grasp on it, they should check these four areas and see if they can make a stronger effort, and they would see that ultimately they'll succeed, Be'ezras Hashem. Now, as far as internet filters, I just want to mention that the filter will not help someone who's addicted, who's not really determined to stop. He'll find ways around it. A filter is mainly a hacker, like we find by David HaMelech, by Palti Ben Laish, that he was together with the wife of David HaMelech for years, and he never touched her. He put a sword between him and Michal, and he said, whoever passes this sword, yidoker b'cherev. He made himself, he was together with her every night alone, it wasn't stopping him, but he made himself a strong hacker, a strong getter, and that's what a filter is, Be'etzem. So we discussed Shmiras Einayim overall. I'm just going to run through quickly the other practical tools that we share with people who are coming for help. A person needs chizuk every day. B'chol yoyim yitzhar is miskaber on a person. Every day he uses different tactics. There's daily chizuk shmiras, chizuk emails that a person can get on Guard Your Eyes, phone conferences. Every day a person has to try to be mischazik a little bit more and never be complacent. Every day be mischazik. Learn a new method, a new tip, a new word, something to be mechazik you. Finding alternate fulfillment, the addiction often feeds off underlying discontent in a person's life. If we can focus on kedusha, v'saneg al Hashem, learning with a brand, doing chesed and being oisik in the community, bochrim in yeshiva that are struggling with these nisyonis, a lot of times they're not satisfied in yeshiva, and we suggest to them to be in charge of something like the canteen or the oitzar svarim or do haircuts, dry cleaning, anything to get out of isolation and connect with the chevra. Rav Volba speaks about in his sefer how bachrim, almost every bachar struggles with these things, and the best way to break it for normal people, I'm not talking about addicts, is to increase your cheshek in Torah and to increase your involvement with the chevro. And over time, as he gets more involved in the chevro, he'll be able to break away from these behaviors. Our physical body is also an important factor in emotional health. We need to sleep well, nutrition, exercise. These things ease depression and anxiety. There's a therapist who, every time someone came to him for depression and wanted medication, he said, I'm going to put you on a three-month regimen of exercise. And then we're going to see weiter. And Kimat never needed medication after that. The exercise does a tremendous, for emotional health, it does a lot. Making fences, like we said before, you can't fight the Yetzer Hara head on. He's stronger than us. The Yetzer Hara is a malach. We're just humans. We can't fight the Yetzer Hara head on. Yedeyan tzadik nefesh behemtoy. Each person needs to know where they have duchfals and not to use the computer alone if they have to put in filters, to make fences, and cutting down. There's a very important insight that a lot of people don't know, and this is a misconception, especially among Bachrim. Chazal understood the nature of this addiction. The more you feed it, the more you need it. The more you cut down, the easier it gets over time to stop completely these behaviors. And a lot of times people feel it's just building up, and I have no choice. It's dafke punkt verkehrt. There's a scientific study that says that it takes 90 days to break an addictive pattern in the brain. If a person has an addictive pattern that he's developed over time, but for 90 days he abstains from these behaviors, he'll find it much easier over the long term to completely break free of it. And this is a tremendous motivational tool that we use on Guard Your Eyes. Actually, we have a chart where people sign up and they go up levels. They get chizuk emails encouraging them that they reach this level, till they get to 90 days. It's a very good motivational tool, and they see, Baruch Hashem, I can live without it. There's a method called the Tafsik method that we've developed for people who are in higher levels of addiction. Tafsik stands for, it means stop in Hebrew, but it stands for the physical-spiritual combination. And I've spoken to Gedolim and Rabbanim about this and therapists. They all understood the psychology behind it and praised this method. And we've seen it work wonders with people that have even very addicted people, they were able to use this method to stop. It involves basically making a shvua. Now we always guide a person how to do it. You should not stumble in any way. Obviously, making a shvua not to do the behaviors will not work. It will not work. When the taiva strikes, just like our yiras shamayim is not enough to stop us, a shvua is also not enough to stop it, and it's very not advisable to do that. Instead, to make the shvua in a very chachmadik way. For a month, a person makes a shvua that every time he has a fall, he's going to have to do something difficult. He's going to have to fast the next day, or he's going to have to say the whole Sefer Tehillim, or he's going to have to give $100 to tzedakah. This makes the consequences much more real to him. Instead of thinking abstract about Gan Eden and Gehenim after 120, that's not enough to stop a person. But if a person knows that after he falls, it's going to cost him, it's going to be difficult, it makes the consequences real to him, and B'derech Klal, after a person falls, they feel bad. They don't want to throw out their Yiddishkeit. They don't want to throw out Shabbos, Kashrus, all these things. They're not going to be over a Shvua, especially if they made the Shvua B'Shem Hashem. They're not going to be over on such a Chomer D'Kazach. There's no question that after they fell, they're going to do it. So the Yetzer Hara knows that. The Yetzer Hara beforehand knows the person's going to have to do it, and it's going to really hurt. It's going to really cost them. And there's a method that we've developed that makes this even stronger. It's called the Double Fence Tafsik Method. And the way this works is that a person chooses a certain... He makes himself a very big knas, and he makes himself a small knas, and he decides something to do that's going to distract him from falling. Like we have hundreds of shiurim recorded, Shmir Seinayim shiurim on the phone. Each one's about 20 minutes long. You can call up. So he makes a shvua for a month that every time... If he falls without first listening to a Shmir Seinayim Shir, or without first calling a friend of his from Guard Your Eyes, or without first speaking to his Rav, if he falls compulsively, on the spur of the moment, then he's going to have to pay $1,000 to tzedakah, or he's going to have to fast for 2 days consecutively. Okay, he could eat at night, but something extremely difficult. He's going to have to take a bus from Bar Park to Muncie and stay in the shul there for an hour and come home, waste his whole day. Something very difficult that he really, really would hate to do. But if he first listens to Shemir Seinayim Shir, or he calls his friend and he talks it out with him a few minutes, and then he ends up falling, so he has only the small knas. So this does a gewaldic psychological chap, because the addiction makes a person act compulsively. The Yetzirah strikes, the person feels he needs it, he doesn't want to think, he blacks out all thinking, and he ends up falling. If the person knows that that's going to cost him a gewalt if he ends up giving in compulsively, he tells the Yetzirah, Herzachayim, there's just no way I'm going to fall now. You know, I cannot afford that. I know I'm going to have to do this. There's no way. You wait 20 minutes, I'm going to listen to Shmuel and I'm sure then we'll talk. So this is a gewaldic Yetzirah. By the end of the 20 minutes, he already, hopefully, the lust comes in waves, it passes. And in most cases, this Eitza has helped hundreds of people to break free. I'm just going to go quickly through all the things we've spoken about until now are for people who are on a lower level of addiction. And these are things they can do on their own. Put up shmiris, make shvuas, you know, all these different things that they can do on their own. But when a person is in a higher level of addiction, they need koyach out of themselves. Their own koyach is no longer sufficient for them to be able to handle this. They need to take koyach from somewhere else. They need accountability, like the Tzetel Katan says, the Rebbe of Melach, to speak it out with a friend. They need group support, like we find by Rav Amram Chosid. He was about to fall. Rav Amram Chosid, the only way he stopped himself was by screaming, Nu Rebbe Amram, and bringing other people into the equation. When they came running, they said, you embarrassed us, Rebbe. He said, better to be embarrassed in this world than in the next. But he brought in other people into the equation. He was able to stop himself. The 12-step anonymous phone conferences that we have on Guard Your Eyes. The 12-step program was developed in the 1930s by alcoholics. And we found it works for all addictions. As Rabbi Tversky says, it helps a person connect to Hashem in a new way. It makes his emunah really work. It helps him to learn how to be stopping self-centered, to be of service to others. It teaches him integrity, surrendering his will to Hashem. All these things are extremely important in battling a higher level of addiction. And from people won't go to live groups. And that's why it's so important to have anonymous groups like we do. But there are certain levels of addiction that even anonymous groups is not enough. You need live groups. These are life-changing spiritual principles that need to be worked with a group, with a sponsor, and often we send people to live groups that are available even with Goyim and even in the church. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins that the behaviors that we're trying to stop are worse than, you can even go to a church with a Goyim, but not in the main sanctuary, in a side room, if that's what you need to do. Sometimes people need therapy. There's underlying issues that are causing them the addiction, and they use the addiction to medicate themselves, to self-soothe themselves since they're young. And it's important to know that if you do go to a therapist for addiction, he needs to be trained in addiction. He doesn't need to be from, just like a doctor for a broken foot doesn't need to be from, but he needs to understand the nature of addictions. Many times people waste a lot of time and money on therapists that are not trained in addiction. There's a directory on Guard Your Eyes of therapists if anyone needs help. And there's medications even for higher levels. Sometimes people suffer from OCD, from depression, anxiety. Today, millions of people are treated by medications like SSRI with very little side effects. And often these medications can do a gewalt in taking off the edge of the obsession. There's rehab. There's even shots for people who are mamish in danger of harming others to the point of chemical castration. Basically, these are the 20 tools in levels that basically are in progressive order depending on the level of the addiction. I just want to sum up that we found that there's a three-pronged approach. I'm just going to show a quick diagram.
What's number 20? Number 20 is the shots.
Basically, in dealing with this problem, this huge problem in Klal Yisrael today, there's three main approaches that we feel are going to be able to help Klal Yisrael win this battle. Protection, prevention, and treatment. We just discussed treatment. I'm not going to go into the other ones now. Protection, Baruch Hashem, Rav Moshe Drew and the Yichud HaKilis are doing a wonderful job in helping people get protected. We have also an organization called Minishmartem where people can go online and get all the most updated filter advice. Our goal is to reach 100,000 Yidden around the world and be able to help them. We just launched a new filter called VCF. It's on the cloud where nobody has an assignment of having the password themselves. We take care of their account. Everyone has to have protection. Prevention. The mechanchim and parents need to be educated in how to deal with these problems today, in how to talk to teens about these things. We have a booklet called Dear Bacher. We have a booklet called Protecting Our Youth, Experts Speak. We have daily Shmir Seinayim shiurim for everyone. We have daily chizuk emails in Shmir Seinayim. It's very important to prevent this problem in the first place, that we shouldn't have to deal later with addictions. Spouses who find their husband is struggling with these things, there's many marriages today that are being ruined because of this, because the wives don't know that there's help available. Getting divorced is often a big mistake because, first of all, the next guy might have the same problem, and second of all, the husband can get help. We've helped thousands of Eden to break free of these things. So we have a whole program for spouses and phone conferences for them, and there's SNN groups and codependent groups, and there's often a man who struggles with these things, and he takes his recovery seriously, he can come out even stronger in the end. And we find that women who are going through this, it's very helpful for them to be in touch with other women who are going through these things, and we have AIDS for them. Okay, there's a lot to say, obviously, but I think we covered the basic points. And like I said in the beginning, tomorrow there's going to be a follow-up session at 1:15 in the Woodbridge room for those who want to see more in detail the tools that we offer on Guard Your Eyes and how they work. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, Ephraim and Menashe, Bechoy Yivorech Yisrael. It says, Yisim Chalikim Kefraim Och Menashe, it's a famous word. Why Dafka these two? Because they grew up in Mitzrayim, they grew up with all the Shmutz, and they were able to stay Erlich Yidin. In spite of that, that's why Yaakov gave a bracha that all of Klal Yisrael should, children should be like that. Even though we live in Golos, we live surrounded by today's environment, we should be zeicha to be like Ephraim and Menashe and Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us all to have the koyach to deal with the nisyonos today. And my main message for tonight is that there's help available, and we shouldn't need it, but if anyone needs it, send them to us. Bezrat Hashem. Yeah.